Take us away with takeaways.
All right. So we started off with, what does it mean, honest, no BS, to be AI ready? And you both really mentioned, and especially you, Mariam, around it depends on what you want to accomplish, right? That it is a means to an end. And it all goes back to, what's the goal of your organization? What are the business questions and use cases that you have? What are the metrics that you're trying to drive? Is it to increase productivity? Is it to increase efficiency? Is it to support your mission as an organization, right? So it really all does kind of start with, you know, so if you want to become AI ready, you got to have the strategy. You have to have an underlying strategy. And if you haven't defined your business strategy, it's going to be really hard to then define your data strategy, because you'll be doing it in a vacuum. You need to define your use cases around your strategy. What do you want to be as an organization? Where are you going? How do you want to get there? You need to connect your data strategy to that business strategy. You have to ask tough questions, and you can't take shortcuts. You have to collaborate. This is a people problem, not a technology problem. You have to build those bridges, and you have to cross them. You can't just code the thing and hope it will solve the problem. Garbage in and garbage out also is very much the issue. And generative AI and AI in general, as it continues to become more predominant, is going to exacerbate that and make that problem even more exposed, even worse. You need the foundation, data quality, data management. What source am I using? Is it the correct source? What does the data mean? How does the real life situation map to the data that we have? What is good quality? What is bad quality, right? So these are all really important foundations that we need to have the right people, process, technology, and strategy to address. And we talked about, how do you build those bridges? Well, scarce people and resources that can cross the bridge. How do we develop more of them? How do we cultivate and empower more of them? There's a crawl, walk, run. Peter, you mentioned you got to think about kids, right? You start by holding their hand. And so how do we handhold and go across this bridge here and get people used to it, doing it more often? Use case driven approach, very important. Bring IT, data, analytics, and business all together. Learn how to do data management in a collaborative way around use cases tied to the strategy, so you get that buy-in. Juan, what about you? What were your big takeaways?
So what I like is the takeaways I have here is how to actually take all this in practice and like implement it. And to go with an example of when folks you were working with an airline, right? These are as an organization, what they've already partnered with a strategic program, right? They already have these data use cases. They've already realized they know what's important for their future. And they've come to the realization themselves that data management is important to have these strong foundations. Why? Because they've tried to go do this without foundations and they failed, right? And I think that's an important thing. Sometimes when you fail, you learn that you need to do it differently and you need to have these strong foundations. And when you acknowledge that you need to have these foundations, you actually have the wiggle room to actually spend more time doing that, because if you didn't, people are expecting things now, now, now. One of the things Peter was talking about, he has the Bible, the Dhamma, big book of data, summarize it in 10 questions. Wait, what data do you have? What does it mean? Who owns it? Does it have PII? So forth. And I love that whole anecdote of like, ask people these questions, they all stand up. And if they can say no, then they start sitting down. And suddenly people realize we don't have this foundation. We got to have to use storytelling, give examples and anecdotes and connect it to like situations where you've actually had issues before, that people can feel that pain. And just, again, we talked, this is a people problem, so we need to get people in the room together. I mean, do use case ideations and then do the select priorities. And I mean, having that conversation right there is how people start realizing it. And then now let's assume we already have this strong data foundation. And what does it mean to get from data ready to AI ready? We had this discussion about separating two types of AI, right? You're building your traditional AI and building ML models, and then now the generative AI. And I think there are foundations for both of these things. One of the stuff that comes up is that you have accountability, impacts, positive and negatives, and all these exacerbate, and data teams are always at the center. This is something that we need to figure out, make sure it's not an issue over and over again. But there needs to be some shared accountability. And we're kind of like in the middle of this race, and sometimes we just move so fast, and we really need to kind of sit down and understand what are the best interests for all the broader stakeholders, and at the end, for everybody around it. That was a lot. How did we do? What did we miss?
Oh, there's lots to talk about, but this was a great, great conversation.
Well, let's throw it back to you all to wrap us up. So three questions. What's your advice? Who should we invite next? And what resources do you follow?
My advice would be step over your boundaries and collaborate with other people, because I think that's where really the understanding and the knowledge is. So don't stay in your silo.
My advice would be, don't be afraid to ask the tough questions and just be honest with yourself.
Yeah. Ask tough questions and honest, no BS.
Yeah.
Who should we invite next?
Who should we invite next?
Yes, to our podcast. Who should we?
Oh, I need to think about that.
All right, you can.
Well, there's this very interesting idea going on about doing less distributed. So this idea of we all need big distributed systems because we have this petabytes of data. A lot of companies actually don't. So we're seeing here a bit of a momentum around less distributed, going like the DuckDB route. Talk about that next. That's interesting.
Yeah, we should probably have somebody from DuckDB.
And then your challenge is to tie it into data management, but that's up to you.
Are we okay? There, things like DuckDB and strong data foundations. I was like, oh, that's a good one. All right. Finally, what resources do you follow?
LinkedIn has kind of become my Instagram. I'm sometimes scrolling through it, which is ridiculous, of course, but it is. And sometimes you find very interesting articles and that link you into more and more information. So nowadays it's often a starting point for me to find more interesting stuff.
LinkedIn is your new Instagram.
Yeah.
How about you?
Top of that, I closely follow Center for Humane Technology.
Center for Humane Technology.
HumaneTech.com, I think it's, Nice. Yeah, really good content there. Yeah.
All right, with that, thank you all very much. We appreciate it, and have a great rest of your day. Thanks you,
sir. Glad to have you all.
Bye. Bye-bye.